I felt like when I walked into Hunter's and listening to 70s music, I literally felt like I was walking into a time warp where they were young and we were old and they were all dancing their youth. And I'm sick because literally the dance floor was filled with nothing but older people. They had to at least been above 60. Most of the people that was in the crowd dancing, which is nice because, you know, they were all like, oh, my God. That's why I was like,
oh, my God. Were they like crop dusting? You know how old people do? Like, they just don't care.
Fatty. No, I think that's just because he swings his balls. It's like a scent that comes out. No, I think it was it was really interesting to see that.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh my God, were they like crop dusting?
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2016 of the BFO for Thursday, the 15th of October, 2015. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list. And Big Fatty, we've got something we need to rehearse, and today's the only day we can do it. Oh, I didn't know about this. Yes, Big Fatty.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
We'll ring in the new year at the Waldorf Astoria next on New Year's Eve with Guy Lombardo.
Now we go to Times Square and Ben Drower to see the excitement over there. Take it away, Ben.
Listen to the crowd. Listen to this surge of hope for the new year that's coming as we greet it in traditional fashion in Times Square, New York. More, more. Come in, come in, come in.
Hello, 2016ers. Yes, Big Fatty, that's why we can only do it today, because it's episode 2016. Lovely. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Yes, Big Fatty, and we must give proper credit that the turnip head from the Underpants show suggested that we do the countdown for episode 2016, because we'll be doing it on New Year's Eve. It's true. And, Poodle, did you have a New Year's resolution? No, Big Fatty, we're not practicing all that. We're just doing the countdown and getting ready for 2016. Don't read too much into this. No, and there's no kissing. There's absolutely no Big Fatty, please. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, y'all. As I do on Hump Day, y'all went to the Von's East during my lunch hour, y'all, and they had a few things on sale, but I didn't get a whole lot, but most everything I got was on sale, y'all. They had that good Paya Gorgonzola solids on sale, so I picked up a couple of bags of those. Y'all, I got me some country ham. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Hadn't had that in a while. Y'all, they had the Sara Lee cheesecakes on sale. So I got one of those. It was buy one, get one free, but I just got one, so I got it for half price. I needed some new apple snack. It wasn't on sale today, but y'all, I was out. So I had to get a little package of that. Y'all, I wasn't sure. You know, this is the first time I've handed out Halloween candy in forever. I picked up they have the Reese's assortment. I think it's Reese's Pieces and Peanut Buttercup and whatever that crunchy Reese's thing is. I picked up that. They were half price. Y'all, they had the buttermilk biscuits, the Pillsbury cans of buttermilk biscuits, and y'all, it's the little cans.
that only had five in them, and they had the little little cans of cinnamon rolls that just had five in them. And you know, they were a dollar piece. $10 for $10, but you know, I only got I picked up two cans of biscuits and two cans of cinnamon rolls, and y'all, because you know, I might have a country ham biscuit. Big Fatty, it's not spelled C-U-N-T, in case you were curious. Well, thank you. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer bacon, but y'all, it was in a bigger package, a 22-ounce package, which meant, of course, a bigger price, but it was buy one, get one free, so I picked up a couple of those. Let's see, what else did I get? Y'all, they had the mashed potatoes. The you know, Miss Kitty got me started on these packaged mashed potatoes. He says they're real good. I think I'm going to have some of those. I'm going to cook me a hamburger steak this weekend and then have me a little mashed potato with that. And, y'all, then I needed butter. I was out of butter. Beep, ready? This is unacceptable out of butter. But y'all have spent $42.92, but have saved $25.64, and you just got shit, Big Fatty. You didn't get anything healthy at all. It was just nothing but a bunch of shit, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all in the Villa Mailbox. Today, y'all, there was not one, but two, I say, chew cans. One of them, I believe, is going to be a gay crabble cop, and it's from Princess Hannah. And, y'all, what is that? That is, oh, y'all, that's soup. I took soup. Some of my lemon chicken soup for my lunch today. Well, it says right here on the front of the envelope, gay criminal card. Yes, Big Fatty, the orange envelope kind of gives that away, too. It's true. So I'm not going to open that now. I'm going to hold that along with the one that Big Ricky, that Big Ricky that you heard at the beginning of today's little show sent to me a little while back. But y'all, there was a postcard there, and it looks like some sort of mountain is crop dusting. Big Fatty, it's vulgar. Y'all, it's a picture of that, it's a picture of that Mount St. Helens, and Big Fatty, that's a hell of a crop dusting is all I gotta say, and it is from that Peter G., and it says Bergwater, a spectacular gas explosion. Big Fatty, he knows you well. A spectacular gas explosion. I knew you would relate. Thank you for calling, love. That Peter G. Well, Peter G., thank you so much for the of seeing a huge hole spewing gas and thinking of Big Fatty. Big Fatty, a huge hole spewing gas. That's just lovely. And thank you so much for thinking about Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, gotta see y'all today, Big Fatty 2016. Episode 2016 on the 15th of October, y'all. It is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all. You know her from the Pride 48, and you know she is the spirit mom of those stinky orangutans. Y'all, she's out there in that Soames Bar, California. Hey, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, y'all. It is none other than old Carpet Scooter herself. Yes, Big Betty. It is Melissa Miranda, Melinda. Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda from the Soames Bar. And y'all, she's just one of the true good-hearted people out there. And y'all, if you see Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda on the on the Twitty or the Face Space, I wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Betty, a special treat. I know Miss Melissa is not a big cake lover, so I think that maybe she'll just have some special brownies. Oh, Big Betty, I'm just gonna. Where are the Doritos? Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, it's happened again. First of all, Poodle, yes, Big Betty, you know, you called Miss Melinda, Miss Melissa.
Oh, Big Betty, I'm so sorry. I just, it'll be okay. It'll be lovely. Lovely.
All right. Well, anyway. Y'all, it's happened again. Y'all, on Monday, was it Monday? Now, wait a minute. Yes, it was Monday. I've made notes here. y'all, on Monday, I see this picture on the Twitty from that KC in Denver.
He was a number two fan a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's true. And y'all, Casey in Denver and Mr. Man, y'all, they tied the knot. They did like that Bill in St. Louis and his hubby. Y'all, they've attached the ball and chain. But they got married on a big baby. So congratulations. Y'all, it's evidently one of those three-way marriages. It was Mr. Man, Casey in Denver, and his enormous penis.
Yes, Big Betty, that sounds like a made in heaven, just made in heaven. Are you right?
Okay. y'all, I was asking if... if old Spot and Crazy had just given up the ghost, or if nobody had sent any pictures in for Spot and McFatty. And y'all, I think it was a Twitty from Mr. Tim Kumo. Y'all, he and Ron Prada Soto. I can't talk him. Poodle's the one eating.
Yes, we had to have another brownie.
Anyway, Ron Prada Soho, y'all, they've been over in the Italy. Mr. Tim Kumal says, "Oh, Big Betty, I took several pictures and sent it to Spot and Crazy from Italy." So y'all, I guess we'll be on the lookout for Spot and Crazy to get some of that Italian Spot and Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, hey, Peter G spotted you too.
Well, you're right. The huge hole that was spewing at you.
Yes, Big Fatty.
But anyway, y'all, let's see what I got. Oh, y'all, here in the Villa neighborhood, you know, Big Fatty is in phase one of the neighborhood. The Villa's in phase one, and phase two is just recently pretty much finished up. And y'all, they're starting to work on phase three, and y'all, it's kind of exciting. I get out and I go for my walk in the evenings, And I see the changes that are being made. Y'all, they've graded the roads. Now, you know, a lot of it has been kind of underground stuff where they're, you know, putting sewer and water and that kind of thing in. But now, y'all, they have graded the roads out, and they've put the curbing in, or they're putting the curbing in. And, y'all, it's kind of exciting to see it all start to take shape. And I think... I think that maybe even by Gay Grandma, we may have paved roads in phase three, and that can only mean one thing. That'll mean they'll start to build houses over there in phase three, and you know, that'll mean that the property values will go up. So anyway, y'all, if you're an apple snacker. The El Capitan was available to download, and so Big Fatty has downloaded it. Y'all, I really hadn't had a chance to piddle with it much, but Poodle's gone to sleep, by the way. I'm going to be excited to see it. It's made the banjo band look a little bit different, but that always scares Big Fatty, because I don't necessarily know how to fix it if it fucks up. But anyway, I think it'll be okay. I had the alarm go off here at the villa a couple of weeks ago, and you know, when it went off, the lady said that she was going to put in a work order for them to come check the sensor or replace the sensor or something like that, and but y'all hadn't heard from them, so y'all, I called the burglar alarm company on Hump Day, and I said, y'all, they're going to send a representative out on a Friday morning, about 9 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, that works out perfect, because I've got an eye appointment I think it's at 10:30 a.m. in the morning on a Friday. So y'all, I may be getting new glasses again, but you know, I get my eyes checked about every other year, I've got the benefit. I might as well get a new pair of glasses. So we'll see how it all works out and all. But I've got that on the schedule for right day, and y'all then. Back the weekend that we had all the heavy rain and and everything here in Charleston, it was supposed to be the what do you call it, the fall Greek festival, and y'all, it got rained out, so it has been rescheduled for this coming weekend. So y'all, I've got a coupon to get into the to the festival for free, and y'all, I may go down there. Normally they open at noon on Friday during the spring festival, but anyway, it's not opening until 5 p.m. in the evening on Friday. So I may go get me one of those gyro sandwiches, and who knows, maybe I'll get a little package or two or three pieces of that baklava. Yes. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I was just looking here at the weather bug, and y'all, we're going to be in the 50s. In the 50s every night this week, except Sunday night, we're going to be in the 40s. And, y'all, the highs are only going to be in the upper 70s through Friday. And then the weekend, 71 on Saturday. 63 is the high on Sunday. So, y'all, fall, there's that little taste of fall. Y'all, at the beginning of today's, little show, y'all, you heard Big Ricky and, Roger from over there at the Stinky Orangutans, and, Ricky, what did you think about that postcard, Peter G. sent?
Oh my God, were they, like, crop dusting?
Oh, Big Freddy, that you do mud, your crop dusting is huge.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.